Wasn't bad. Wasn't really like amazing. But it was good. No complaints, I guess. I've been taking a lot of naps lately. Too many naps. I feel like I should be trying to be more productive, but we'll get. So good to be in bed talking to you now. I've missed talking to you. I don't really know what to say. Usually you're the one that puts me to sleep. Now you're making me put you to sleep. Been obsessed with The Witcher lately. Like, okay, so I knew about the video game, but I never played it. And I watched the show, and I thought the first episode, maybe the first two episodes, were a little cheesy. Like, just some of the editing, and there was like, I guess it only makes sense if you've seen it, but there are like long dramatic pauses that just seemed like an extra second too long. And it's one of those things that you don't usually notice in shows, and you probably shouldn't notice. But when those long dramatic pauses last like an extra second or two, it really just sticks out and makes you appreciate, I guess, not noticing that in other shows. I thought that was a little cheesy, but in a way it also seems like a small mistake, and the show seemed really cool. And I was bored, so real weak, I slowly kind of binge-watched it, and it was so good. And I haven't seen the Superman, like, Henry Cavill. I haven't seen him as Superman, like, I know who he is, but I haven't seen him as that. I know he's, like, conventionally attractive, but I never really thought much of him. But now, after watching The Witcher, I'm just, like, obsessed with watching interviews. And I'm not trying to make you jealous. I'm just saying, like, it's a really cool show. And, you know, I play a lot of video games, but I don't play a lot of different video games. So, I was thinking, well, maybe I should branch out and play The Witcher. Like, I know it's a popular game, so. And then I thought, oh, Witcher 3 is, I think, the more popular one. Do I need to be a purist and, like, start with Witcher 1? But I decided against that because I kind of have a short attention span, so. I bought Witcher 3 the other day. I was really excited. I started to play it. I was watching like the intro cinematic. But then my computer kind of pooped on me. And I had to shut down the game. And okay, I never really got a chance to play it. But I'll try again later on this week. I'll try again. So and I've watched some YouTube videos on it. game I would never really consider playing. But normally, like if this show didn't come out, it's not a game I'd normally look at and think, oh yeah, I want to play that game. But it does seem been looking for something new to listen to at night, so and I have like 10 Audible credits saved up. So I got the first two Witcher books to listen to before bed, and it's been 4 nights and I've made it a whole 45 minutes in. I actually kind of want to follow the story, so it's like every time I listen to it, I've made it about 10 minutes into the story. Yeah, that makes sense. So I don't know, maybe I can listen to it on my commute to and from work. We'll see. But yeah, I'm kind of nerding out. We'll see how long that lasts. You know, it's the new year and I've been trying to eat healthy, but man, I get these sweet cravings sometimes, and so they're really hard to resist. Sometimes I do okay and sometimes I don't do okay, but so this weekend I made some of my healthy ice cream. You know my healthy ice cream. I use coconut milk. I made this one chocolate, so it's I used cocoa powder. But you know, it's like not very, I only use a little honey, so it's not very sweet. And then I can eat it with like some berries or like a banana. So now when I get my sweet cravings, I can just have a little bit of that ice cream with some fruit. That really helps curb it instead of me like going crazy and eating a bunch of Hostess cupcakes. Not that that happened or anything. I definitely didn't go crazy on some Hostess cupcakes the other day. Nope. It's so relaxing. Is for you to be, you know, relaxed and maybe fall asleep and be ready to drift off into sleepy land. I guess if I don't want to be too interesting, see, it's a strategy of mine not to be too interesting. I'm definitely doing it on purpose for your benefit, you know. If I was saying really interesting things, and you wouldn't be able to fall asleep or something. I'm not really excited to go to work tomorrow, is, well, you know, that's not true. One day I'll, you know, switch jobs. We're not there yet. We're not there I hope you have a good day tomorrow. I hope it's nice and easy. Maybe exciting. Not too boring. I hope you eat something yummy. Food's the best. You have to have at least one super delicious.